shepherd for a children's message. Hello, Cameron. I'm so glad you're here today. Hello, Sawyer. I'm glad to see you. How are y'all doing today? Good. How are you, Sawyer? Meh. Okay. Well, I wanted to talk about feelings. Have any of you experienced big feelings before? Big feelings. No, you've never experienced big feelings? How about big sadness? Big fear? Big fear? How about big anger? Have you felt big anger before? No, you haven't. Have you felt big happiness? Maybe? Well, I think looking out at everybody, I think we can all say that we have experienced some pretty big emotions before. And sometimes, I feel like I have to sneeze, so I might sneeze in a minute. It's tickling my nose. In the gospel lesson that I just read, one of Jesus's closest friends, Lazarus, had died. And Jesus was so sad and so pain, he was in so much pain from his friend dying, that the Bible tells us that he wept. Wept is kind of a big word for feeling sadness, right? We can feel sadness and maybe not cry. We might feel okay, but we feel sad. But when we weep, that's a big cry because our sadness is so big and overwhelming that we can't do anything but cry. And sometimes people tell us it's not okay to cry. And sometimes they tell us that with their words, and sometimes they tell us that without words. But have you ever felt like you need to cry, but you don't feel like it's okay to cry? Like maybe somebody will tease you, or maybe you'll get made fun of. Well, I think that's really sad that we can't share and show our big emotions. And so sometimes when I feel really big emotions, whether it's anger or sadness or fear, I remember that Jesus showed big emotions himself, like in the gospel lesson today, where he was so sad that he wept and he wept. And there's other places in the Bible where it talks about Jesus having big anger. He was angry that people were taking advantage of the Lord's house. And so he flipped some tables over because people were trying to sell stuff for too much money that people didn't have enough money to pay for it. So Jesus had big anger. In the next couple of weeks, as we read through some of the Bible readings for Holy Week, we're going to read about Jesus having some pretty big fear and some pretty big anguish. That's a big word for big fear. And so I guess what I want you to know is that Jesus had big feelings, and he wasn't afraid to show them and express them. And he really didn't care what other people thought about his big feelings. He had them and he expressed them anyway. So if you have big feelings, I hope you know that your parents and grandparents are always a safe place to show those big emotions. But you can show those big emotions to God too. And of course, you can show them to me, your pastor, and I will remind you that God loves you and that God made your feelings and that God gives them to you and that God is a safe place for you to show them. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. Thank you for giving us feelings. And thank you for giving us big feelings. Help us to remember that it's okay to show big feelings. Remind us that you love us and you are our safe place. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up.